My guest at this time is Hans von Spakovsky. He is a former official at the Justice Department as well as a member of the Federal Elections Commission. He now heads up the Election Law Reform Initiative at the Heritage Foundation, where he is also a senior fellow in the Mies Center for Legal and Judicial Studies. We want to get his reaction to two big stories coming out of the Justice Department. One, of course, is the controversy surrounding Attorney General Jeff Sessions and the revelation that he did have a couple of meetings with a Russian ambassador when he told the Judiciary Committee he hadn't. And the question, of course, persists about whether that was in the role of a campaign official when he did. The other issue that has come to light, courtesy of reporting at Fox News, Judicial Watch, and other places, is that there is apparently a slush fund that the Justice Department uses from class action lawsuits that ends up benefiting liberal organizations. And we'll get into that as well. And Hans, thanks very much for being with us.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Let's start with Attorney General Sessions. Here is the exchange from back in January at his confirmation hearing with Senator Al Franken that started this controversy.
If there is any evidence that anyone affiliated with the Trump campaign communicated with the Russian government in the course of this campaign, what will you do?
Senator Franken, I'm not aware of any of those activities. I have been called a surrogate at a time or two in that campaign, and I did not have communications with the Russians, and I'm unable to comment on it.
Since that time, it's been revealed that there were a couple of occasions where Sessions did cross paths with the Russian ambassador. One was actually at an event put together by the Heritage Foundation at the Republican National Convention. The question, of course, in the minds of a lot of people, Hans, is whether they talked about the campaign in any meaningful way. So what do you make of the fact that Sessions did not reveal this? How important is that? And what do you make of the Democratic reaction, which, of course, is mostly calls for his resignation and certainly a special prosecutor?
Those calls are for his resignation all overblown, and actually there's no reason for him to resign. If you listen to that question very carefully, it's clear that Senator Franken is asking about communications between the Trump campaign and Russian intermediaries or agents about the election. Senator Sessions had no such meetings with the Russians over the election as a surrogate of the campaign. There's only two meetings being referenced. One of them was a conference at which there were 100 people, ambassadors and their staff. They had been invited to observe the RNC convention by the State Department, and the Heritage Foundation, a number of other organizations, and the U.S. State Department had this conference at which Jeff Sessions was the keynote speaker. So the idea that he engaged in some kind of hush-hush conspiracy talk with a Russian ambassador in a conference with 100 folks where he was giving the keynote speaker is just ridiculous. And the only other meeting was a meeting when he was a member of the Armed Services Committee, and he had a meeting with the Russian ambassador last year in which they talked about relations between the country. No discussion of the election, and that was only one of about two dozen ambassadors that Senator Sessions met with. So this is really being overblown. There's really nothing to this story.
Legally or politically, do you think he will or should recuse himself on the larger Russia campaign investigation?
That's premature because at the moment there's nothing in front of the Attorney General. The FBI has not sent over any kind of investigative file for him to look at, to review. It hasn't asked him for any guidance on the investigation. This is entirely in the FBI shop right now. So down the road, he can make a decision on that if he ever gets, actually, an investigative file and a recommendation from the FBI. But right now, there's nothing in front of him.
So what do you make of the Democrats? You say it's obviously very premature and uncalled for, but this is not the first Trump administration official they've demanded the resignation of on pretty short notice. So what do you see as the larger strategy here if they don't really see legal malfeasance?
This is just part of their continuing campaign to try to stop everything that the Trump campaign is doing. They did not want Jeff Sessions to become Attorney General because he's a conservative rule of law type of guy. And this is just they're seizing on this, even though there's really nothing to it when you dig down into it, for the very same reason, because they want to oppose anything that the Attorney General might do, such as actually start enforcing our immigration laws. That's the real goal here.
We're speaking with Hans von Spakovsky, former Justice Department official and a former member of the Federal Elections Commission. Sir, let's move to the other issue I mentioned at the top, and that is this apparent slush fund at the Justice Department. Here's some of the Fox News reporting on this. Quote, the Obama administration funneled billions of dollars to activist organizations through a Justice Department slush fund scheme, according to a congressional investigators. Congressman John Ratcliffe of Texas says it's clear partisan politics played a role in the illicit actions that were made. The DOJ is the last place this should have occurred. House Judiciary Committee has looked into this. Judicial Watch calls it a shakedown. Some of the groups that got money as a result of this include the National Council of La Raza, the National Community Reinvestment Coalition, and the National Urban League. And it looks like this largely happened through class action lawsuits and so forth. And most people think the money should have gone to the Treasury. How big of a deal is this?
Well, it's a very big deal. And actually, I know it's hitting the news now, but it's not anything new. John Fund and I actually wrote about this 2 years ago when we published our book about the Justice Department and how Eric Holder had been running it. This has been an open secret in Washington for years, but nothing has been done about it. I would hope the new Attorney General will shut down this and, frankly, go in and try to get these funds back if that can possibly happen.
Is this something that began, as far as you know, with the Obama administration, or did this go back to previous administrations?
Nope. This is something that began with the Obama administration, to the best of my knowledge.
Is it illegal, unethical? How would you describe it?
Well, I can't say that it's illegal. I do think it was unethical for them to do so. I think any funds that are recovered by the federal government in a lawsuit should go to the U.S. Treasury because they belong to the American taxpayer, and those funds should not be given to third-party advocacy organizations, certainly not political organizations like La Raza.
Let's try and tie these two together just a little bit here in our final question, Hans. You had Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, and others today, as I mentioned, calling for the resignation of Jeff Sessions. You had Chuck Schumer saying that the Attorney General has got to be above reproach in every conceivable way. You obviously wrote a book on Eric Holder along with John Fund, and you've been closely following the Justice Department for a long time. How would you describe that criteria being held up to those who ran the Justice Department during the Obama years?
Well, I just find it amazing. Eric Holder politicized the department to an extent never seen before. There were numerous lawyers who were accused by judges of unprofessional and unethical behavior during the Holder administration and even after Loretta Lynch took over. And yet we never heard any complaints whatsoever from Chuck Schumer or any other Democrats about that behavior. Let's not forget Eric Holder, first and only Attorney General in United States history to be held in contempt of Congress. Why? For hiding documents about Operation Fast and Furious, probably the most reckless law enforcement operation ever conducted by the U.S. Justice Department.
So a lot to dig into potentially with that story, and we'll see where the Sessions controversy goes. Hans, always good to have you with us. Thanks for your time today.
Sure thing. Thanks for having me.
Hans von Spakovsky is with the Heritage Foundation. He is the director of the Election Law Reform Initiative and a senior fellow at the Mies Center for Legal and Judicial Studies. He's also a former Justice Department official and a former member of the Federal Elections Commission. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.